Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Zahran Alush, head of one of Syria's most powerful rebel groups, has been killed in an airstrike east of Damascus. It's seen as a significant blow to the armed opposition, bolstering President Bashar al-Assad ahead of new peace talks scheduled for early next year. Unconfirmed initial reports suggest an airstrike that killed Alush was carried out by Russian planes. Just days after launching a major assault on Ramadi, Iraqi forces think they're close to recapturing the city from the Islamic State. Government troops have consolidated their positions, fighting their way deep into the IS stronghold for a final push on Ramadi. One of the Iraqi counterterrorism team unit, a member of it, thinks Ramadi will be liberated from the militants very soon.
Only a small distance separates them from us. We are watching them coming out. We have killed many of them, and our snipers have taken positions on the roofs of the houses of Ramadi.
Ramadi, a mainly Sunni city just 2 hours by car from Baghdad, was captured by the Islamic State in May. It was a major setback for the Iraqi government, which had watched the militant group sweep through huge parts of Iraq since 2014 and later Syria as well. An explosion at an industrial gas plant in the southern Nigeria ignited into an inferno, killing at least 100, injuring many more. That fire ignited on Thursday at a gas plant in Anambra State when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. Reports say the resulting fire burned to death many of the people standing in line to refill their cooking gas canisters. This is VOA News. Authorities in the Central African Republic have postponed national elections by 3 days to December the 30th. Katrina Hoya has more from the capital, Bangui.
5 days ahead of elections to choose a new president and parliament, voter cards had just arrived in the Bangui neighborhood of Boeing, next to the airport in Central African Republic's capital. Electoral workers are busy sorting the cards. We're trying to put them in alphabetical order. It takes longer because many of the workers and voters can't read and write. On Thursday, authorities delayed elections by 3 days until December 30th, saying preparations for the voting were taking longer than expected, especially the training of poll workers. Ballots only arrived in the capital on Wednesday, too late for the UN peacekeeping mission, known as MINUSCA, to deliver the material to the provinces. Already long delayed, Central Africans and international organizations hope the elections will turn a page in the three-year-long conflict that erupted after rebels ousted President François Bozizé in 2013. Katrina Heyer, VOA News, Bangui.
Strong earthquakes shook parts of Pakistan and Afghanistan, rattling buildings, forcing sleeping residents out of their homes. More than 30 people were injured. Happened in northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar. Total 41 people taken to local hospitals. Magnitude 6.9 quake was centered in Tajikistan near the Afghan border, lasting for 59 seconds. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a brief stopover in Pakistan on Friday and held talks with his counterpart Nawaz Sharif. Pakistan's foreign secretary, who attended the meeting, said the two leaders agreed to carry forward the recently resumed bilateral dialogue and enhance bilateral contracts. While in Afghanistan earlier on Friday, Modi addressed Afghan lawmakers.
When Afghanistan becomes a haven of peace and a hub for the flow of ideas, commerce, energy, and investment in the region, we will all prosper together. That is why I hope that Pakistan will become a bridge between South Asia and Afghanistan and beyond.
It is widely perceived that Pakistan and India are engaged in what they're calling a proxy war on Afghan soil in their bid to influence developments in Afghanistan. Islamabad is dismissing that impression, and Mr. Modi on Friday also tried to allay those fears. You can get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here. Welcome to another hour of Jazz America and another hour of our celebration of the jazz greats who've received Grammy nominations for 2015 work. Grammy nominees in the spotlight. So many deserving jazz musicians, instrumentalists, vocalists, arrangers, producers, band leaders, and individual artists have received Grammy nominations from the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. So many were left out, certainly. It's not a perfect situation, but it certainly is a great chance for us to focus on some of the greats of jazz who've been around for a long time and some who've just emerged with this first Grammy nomination to gain the spotlight they so richly deserve. Let's get right into the music, and we'll be talking to two of those nominees later this hour. John Scofield, the great guitarist, and the leader of his Afro-Latin jazz orchestra, Arturo O'Farrell, following in the footsteps of his father, Chico O'Farrell. That's coming up, but right now, let's begin the hour with the music of the great bassist, composer, band leader, multi-Grammy Award winner already, and producer too, as you may know, Marcus Miller. Worked with Miles Davis in the last few works that he created in his glorious life and career. And of course, he's gone on to his own great life and career, as he has with the Grammy-nominated release from 2015 titled Aphrodisia. And from that, here's an African-flavored piece entitled High Life. Marcus Miller, Grammy nominee again, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. Thank you. bursting upon the scene about a year or so ago, playing festivals all over the world and recording wonderful albums, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant has arrived. From her album, For One to Love, nominated in the highly competitive Best Jazz Vocal Album category, that's What's the Matter Now, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. I had a chance to meet her and see her perform at the Newport Jazz Festival this past summer. She is truly a wonderful sensation. Wonderful, unique, bluesy, soulful voice that she has. Hope you enjoyed that. More Grammy-nominated work coming up, as a matter of fact, with two nominations this year for his album Past Present, and I had a chance to speak to John Scofield about that work and see him perform it with his wonderful band, including his longtime friend and associate, saxophone legend and Grammy Award winner himself, Joe Lovano. John Scofield won for his solo performance on one of the songs from Past Present and for the album itself as Best Instrumental Jazz Album of the Year. Let's talk to John Scofield and hear from Past Present, a song dedicated to his young son, Evan, who died in 2013. It's called Get Proud. We'll hear that after we talk to John here on VOA's Jazz America. John Scofield has allowed us to hang out with him for about half an hour or so, I think, at least. And it's great to see you again.
Oh, great, Russ. Thank you. Good to be here.
You know, I got to start this by just remarking about something. I've been thinking about this. You know, people try all their lives to achieve something. And, you know, I thought about this coming over here. I bet your mom and dad are really proud of you, because look at it this way. I'm thinking about some real luminaries. Gary Burton talking to me about, you know, when I saw John, he was just a young guy, I knew he had something special. You know, Matheny saying, oh, I loved John from the first moment I met him in Boston. I knew right away this guy was really something. The other day, a young guitar player said, I want you to hear my new record. It's got like a Scofield thing going on. You know, John, they should be proud of you. You have carved out a unique niche. You've reached a high level. You're doing wonderful things that the whole world loves. You got to be happy.
I am happy, Russ. I'm really, really lucky, you know. And, and like everybody, I have to remind myself of that, because it's the human, you know, it's human nature to always want more. But you know, but the thing is, I'm really lucky. I mean, I'm really have had great things happen. And it's been like that for a while, Russ, you know, yeah. So, and my parents were proud of me. They both passed away, but they were proud of me. And, and it was, and they were really supportive of me. And they were knocked out that it actually worked out, you know, because when I was a kid and wanted to do music, I mean, like any parent, parents, they were very, unsure, because they were, my dad was a businessman, you know, my mom was a housewife. They didn't know from the music business at all. They were like, huh, you want to do this? But back in the 60s, when I first started, and then in the 70s, they supported me and allowed me to do it. And, it was really something that most parents didn't do back then. They do it more now, but back then it was, you know, you were really weird if you did that.
Yeah, they wanted you to have something to fall back on.
That's right, the old fall back on routine. And I didn't. I went to Berklee School of Music, you know, and then after 2.5 years, just started playing gigs. So it worked out, thank goodness. Whew.
And did it ever work out? To the tune of 2 Grammy nominations this year for Past Present, his latest. And from that, as I mentioned, here's the song dedicated to his late son, Evan. On Jazz America, from VOA 1. Jazz musicians get Grammy nominations not only for their playing and composing, but sometimes for their arranging skills. As Bob James, the great pianist, composer, producer, and arranger did for that song, his collaboration with Nathan East, the great bassist, the song entitled Turbulence, from their collaboration from 2015, The New Cool, Grammy-nominated. Congratulations to Bob James. More of our Grammy-nominated work coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazz, America, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's one I've received, which reads as follows. Hello, Russ. The Spanish man would say, hace mucho tiempo, meaning it's been a long time. It's 7:40 a.m. downtown in Accra, Ghana. And as usual, I'm on VOA's Jazz America. Thanks, man, for such a great presentation. Nana Kwame. Well, thank you, Nana Kwame, for your wonderful message. And thank you so much for being in touch and listening to Jazz America. I've got some more Grammy-nominated music for you right now. As a matter of fact, what you're about to hear has two nominations. One, simply for the Best Large Jazz Ensemble from an award-winning arranger and leader and composer, Maria Schneider. Her Maria Schneider Orchestra has once again garnered a Grammy nomination in that Best Large Jazz Ensemble album category for the wonderful work, The Thompson Fields. And also, the master saxophonist, Donnie McCaslin, has garnered a Grammy nomination for his solo on the song you're about to hear, entitled The Arbiters of Evolution. More Grammy-nominated music right now on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you.
Wonderful vocalist Karen Allison from her album Many a New Day. Karen Allison sings Rodgers and Hammerstein with the help of Kenny Barron on piano and John Patitucci on the bass. All those wonderful songs written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. And one we wanted to play for you, Happy Talk, Karen Allison. Well, best of luck to her in winning the Grammy in a very competitive category, Best Jazz Vocal Album. She'll be going against Denise Donatelli, Lorraine Feather, and Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. We've heard from all of them earlier on Jazz America. And not just instrumentalists, but also great singers in other categories, too. In the world music and Latin music categories, great vocalists like Ileana Elias and Angelique Kidjo were also nominated this year. Well, let's turn to a gentleman who's twice nominated. He's nominated in the large ensemble category as well as the Latin jazz category. He is the son of Chico O'Farrell, the legendary Cuban musician. He is Arturo O'Farrell. I caught up with him backstage at Birdland, the wonderful club in New York City, for this conversation. We'll follow that conversation with some of his Grammy-nominated work from his latest release, Cuba. The conversation continues here on VOA's Jazz America.
Give me your thoughts about this statement. What I heard tonight and what I heard here on many of your recordings is high art and folk music at the same time.
Oh, yeah, baby. Thank you, man. Thank you for saying that. I am a folk musician. I'm a classically trained pianist and a jazz musician. But really, I think of myself as a folk musician because what we do is based on Afro-folkloric rhythms. And Afro-folkloric rhythms are always tied to day-to-day life. And I really believe them. And maybe it's crazy because some people think music is an abstract and should be dealt with in an abstract manner. But for me, music cannot be yanked out of life. It has to reflect our day-to-day activities, our day-to-day existence, our day-to-day thoughts. Mm-hmm. And that, for me, is the essence of folk music. Mm-hmm. It's connected music.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, you're carrying on a tradition. You're continuing the family business, if you will, and even spreading it on to your sons. Just for the folks around the world, your father, Chico, is gone. Give us some thoughts about what he was like.
Chico was a quiet, funny man, sarcastic, very brilliant, very analytical, and not easily satisfied. He was an agitated person who loved truth and pushed for it and respected politeness and was someone that just, it was a strange mixture, him in New York. He was much too genteel and challenging at the same time. And that's not that he didn't belong here, but I'm just saying that he was somebody who really respected challenge and moving art forward. And I think that that's who he was and that what he left me with. Mm.
Arturo O'Farrell, the world needs super creative, driven people to show us the way and lead us forward. And thank you for being one of those folks. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you for your beautiful words.
And here's the inventive, Grammy-nominated modern sound of Latin jazz from Arturo O'Farrell and his Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra from Cuba. The conversation continues. The song Vaca Frita, which means fried cow, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Robert Glasper, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America. Thank you.
nominated in the Best Jazz Instrumental Album category. That is Robert Glasper and his trio from the album Covered, recorded live at Capitol Studios with his version of Joni Mitchell's song Bar and Grill. This is Russ Davis, and I could have played another 2 hours of Grammy-nominated work by jazz musicians. I'll give you some more as the days roll on here on Jazz America. And to that point, on the next edition of the program to kick off 2016, we'll have a grand birthday party for three magnificent guitarists all born in the beginning of January. John McLaughlin, Mike Stern, and Lee Ritenour in the spotlight on the next Jazz America. Join me, won't you?